Welcome to The Romantic Side of Suspense with Sarah Hemmerker. In each episode, she'll talk with your favorite romantic suspense authors. They will take you behind the scenes of the writing process, giving excerpts from their writing, and share stories about their writing life.
Trail of Suspicion by Jennifer Pierce. Uncovering buried secrets could be fatal for a canine and his handler. When crime scene technician Aurora Rory James and her canine Moose stumble upon a dead body in the woods, she finds herself fighting off a killer who wants to hide his crimes. Although she's the criminal's next target, Rory doesn't want protection from Sergeant Asher Mitchell, the man who implicated her father in her mother's disappearance years ago. But as the attacks escalate and they discover that a second body belongs to Rory's missing mother, Asher realizes that the murderer will do anything to stop the police investigation. Can Rory and Asher catch the culprit before they become the next victims?
On this episode of The Romantic Side of Suspense, I'm chatting with Jennifer Pierce, who is a Top 10 Publishers Weekly bestselling author, and I know we're going to have a lot of fun talking about writing and romantic suspense, so welcome to my show, Jennifer.
Hey, thanks for having me.
So why romantic suspense novels? Why did you start writing them? What drew you to this awesome genre?
Okay, that's kind of a weird story. I grew up reading books. Loved books. I was a big R.L. Stine fan, not Goosebumps, but Fear Street books. Loved them. Hated romance books. I really did. I couldn't stand them. And then my dad died in 2014, and I spent that entire year with my nose in a book. I read 135 books that year. And I was one day, ran out of books to read, and my mom's like, here, somebody from my office sent this to you, and it was a love-inspired suspense book, and that was the end. I found romantic suspense, and I loved it. And the next year, I was reading one. I was like, you know, I could do this. I could write a book. So I did.
So was it hard, your first book?
I don't want to say yes, but I don't want to say no either. I mean, I was new. I didn't know what I was doing, but it just kind of felt natural to me, the storytelling and all of that. So yes and no. I mean, I had a lot of crafting to learn, but the story was still there.
Yes. Yeah. I think that can be definitely true, Jennifer, that sometimes, you know, we got the story, and it's just learning the rules, right? Rules, and we break some of them sometimes, but you really kind of have to know them and get that story down, the pacing and all that kind of stuff down for that. So, yeah, that's definitely fun. I love to hear how people come to our genre, which is, of course, the best in the world. So sorry, everyone else. Romantic suspense rules. So let's talk about characters. Have you ever regretted killing a character off?
Yes, but not for the reasons you're thinking. So okay. In my very first book, I was trying to think of names and stuff, and my sister was helping me just, you know, with different things in the book. So I was like, okay, I am going to name a character after you. And I did, and then I ended up killing that character. So I was like, huh, I didn't do that on purpose. I was just, that person needed to go. So it wasn't some repressed childhood trauma that was making me kill her. And it just happened that way.
So how does your sister react to that? That you said, hey, I named a character after you, but then that character had to die.
She was okay with that. Or at least she told me she was okay with that. I don't know.
Okay.
She might talk to me about her therapist.
Yeah. Oh, that's funny. Yeah, I'm with you. I try to be careful about naming characters after people I know, because I'm like, well, what if I have to kill them? They'll probably feel bad about that. Yeah, but sometimes I love how you put it. But yes, she had to die.
She had to. It was an integral to the story.
Yes, I know. So that leads me to another question. So are you a pantser or a plotter? Do you plot out your books or do you just kind of write where the story takes you?
I am evolving. I was definitely a pantser to begin with. The very first book I did, Hidden Danger, I honestly didn't know who the bad guy was until at least halfway through. So I was definitely pantsing that one. As I've gone on to more books, I kind of do a little bit more on the character development in the beginning. I do Susie May Warren's story equation, so I know my characters and I know the general outline of the novel, and then I go in that way. So I'm a plotster.
Yes. I love that. No, but I'm laughing because I tend to be more pantser and I've tried plotting. I've gotten a little bit better at kind of giving a general outline, but I don't like to put too many details in there because sometimes the characters say, "Hey, we're going to do this." And I'm like, "Oh, that's really good." But then I'm like, "But I said I was going to do that."
Yeah. And I think the best way that for me it works is if I do bullet points. Like I know, okay, here's we're at point A and we need to get to point B. So have fun between A and B, but make sure you get to B.
Yes, I've tended to be pretty less detailed about it and more kind of open-ended because that's just how my brain works. And like one of the books that I'm currently writing, I had to kill someone often because people die. And
Yeah.
one of my kids, I was talking about it, and he's like, "Well, why did you kill the witness?" And I said, "Well, the witness had to die." He goes, "Why did you kill him?" I'm like, "I don't know. I'll figure it out." He goes, "Well, I really want to know." I said, "I can't tell you." It was a hilarious conversation, though.
Bad guys do
Yes,
bad things, and we don't always
they.
know why.
Yeah, I mean, eventually you're going to know why. I mean, why? Because they were trying to cover up their crime. That's why. But until I actually get there, I think that's why that I may change it, and it's going to be better because that's how the subconscious works, right? Yeah. So let's talk about accuracy in our books because you sound like the person who's going to be you try to get your books as accurate as possible. So how do you ensure that accuracy? What do you do? Do you have contacts in law enforcement? What's your secret here, Jennifer?
I stress over the little details so much. It drives my friends crazy and my family. But I have done the Sebastian County, which is a county over from us, the Sebastian County Sheriff's Police Academy for the Citizens Police Academy. I've done my local Citizens Academy for the police department, and I'm actually on the alumni, so I get to do that every time they have one. I go in and help, with the food and stuff, but I still get to see and learn everything. Pop shows, television. I've read some books recently. A book I just finished writing was on the U.S. Marshal, so I've read some U.S. Marshal books. Fort Smith has the National U.S. Marshal Museum, so I'm a member there. So I've been through that. I do a lot of research to make sure that I make my characters accurate, but I don't like to research for place settings. That's weird. I don't know. I just figured that out. I just discovered that. I'm like, I don't want to research places, but I'll research police or just get a fireman.
Well, I mean, it's important to make sure that we are trying to be as accurate as possible. And it's just, I love hearing about different ways that we kind of ensure that because I'm the same way. I'll do a lot of research. I've gone to Writers Police Academy event,
I
conferences,
did
and
that. I
yeah, I
went on
mean,
that
they're
one too.
just.
That was so fun.
Yeah, I mean they're fun, they're enjoyable. We get to meet a bunch of people and learn things and there's a lot more that goes into writing, especially when you write about any kind of crime in suspense, right? Someone's creating the crime and the suspense and we want to be accurate. So it's important that we do all that research. So that's why writing books is
Money.
hard work.
It is. My need for accuracy has also led me to be tased. I've been tased twice in the act of research, although I never did ride the lightning. I
yeah,
haven't
that's.
been brave enough to go the full 5 seconds.
Yeah, no, I don't think I would be either, Jennifer. So, yeah, all right. Well, good for you on that. I'm not sure I'm brave enough for that, but I have shot guns, so I figured I've done that part too. So, yeah, that was fun. All right, so let's switch to the location. How do you pick where you're going to set your novels?
Usually, I'm not a big detail person in my stories. I can go and not tell you where we're at, just random things here or there. Lisa Phillips, my best friend, she read a book of mine one time. She's like, tell me what the trees look like. I was like, they look like trees. Everybody knows what trees are. So all of my places are fictitious because I don't want to get something wrong in a real place and be like, oh, she put the Dollar General store on the wrong side of the street. So I do fictitious places, places that nobody can be like, that's wrong.
Yeah. Do you set them all in Arkansas, or do you set them in other places as well?
Actually, Trail of Suspicion is my first book in Arkansas. No, my first full-length novel in Arkansas. I think the first one is a fictitious town in Texas. I've got a fictitious town in Colorado. But I want to do more Arkansas.
Yeah, is that because you just like that, or is why do you like to why
because,
do you want to do that?
Because I live in Arkansas. You don't see a whole lot of books that occur in Arkansas. I just think it'd be fun.
Yeah. I mean, I live in Northern Virginia, just outside of D.C., and some of my books are set there. Some of them I've created a couple of fictitious towns in the Shenandoah Valley. Because that's just a beautiful part of the state. But I really love Virginia, and I'm like, there's a lot of people who have things around D.C., but I'm like, let's be in Virginia. So it's always fun to set the books there. And some of them have been set in, like, real places. But I like I'm with you on the fictitious towns. They're just fun. I can move things around and do things, and that's just fun.
And it's I've been here my whole life except for like 3 years. We lived in California where I learned to walk and talk, but we don't talk about that. But other than that, Arkansas is what I know. The weather here is what I know. The geography here is what I know. Now it's less research I have to do about, well, what kind of trees grow in this part of Colorado? And what's the weather going to be like on this day or this season?
Yes. Yeah, I do. I do enjoy that. You know, when you're writing about a state that you live in, you can just write about the state that you live in. There's a little less of that research. So, yeah, I'm with you. Write about what you know. I look forward to more books about Arkansas. And I love reading about different areas of the country. I think that's just can be fun as well, to read about different areas. So, yeah, fun times. Well, we are almost out of time. Is there anything else that you really want readers to know about you and your writing, Jennifer?
That's an unexpected question. I'm not prepared. No, not really. I mean, I love stories, and I love creating them, and I love hearing from readers about what I did. And did I do it good? Did I do it wrong? Would you like to see something else? What's something new you want to see? Because like I said, I want to be different. I want to take the norm and put twists on it. So,
yeah, I love that. Well, you can find out all how to connect with Jennifer in the notes for this show. So thank you so much for sharing about your writing today.
Thank you again for having me.
Now here's an excerpt from Trail of Suspicion by Jennifer Pierce. Asher's truck jerked to a stop as it crashed into the lake. Water started to pour in through the vents, soaking him and Rory. Asher hit the electric window buttons with his left hand as he used his right to release his seatbelt. Unbuckle and swim out to safety. He made sure Rory was able to get out on her side before he went out his window. The dog whimpered in the back seat. "It's okay, Moose. We're going to get you out." Rory petted the dog's nose through his window's bars. "When the truck is fully submerged, I want you to pull the handle and I'll pull the door," Asher said. "You ready?" "Let's do this." She took a deep breath and disappeared. He held his breath and swam down to the truck. Rory pulled the handle with one hand and held the window frame with the other. Asher grasped the door and pulled with all his strength. The door opened, and before he could grab Moose, Rory was in and pulling the dog out. The three of them swam to the surface. "We're not safe yet. Swim to the shore." If they could make it to the northern bank, there would be plenty of woods to keep them hidden. They hadn't survived all this only to get killed on the way to safety.
Thanks for listening to The Romantic Side of Suspense with Sarah Hammerker. If you enjoyed this episode, please leave a review. You can sign up to receive notifications of upcoming podcasts and listen to previous editions at sarahhammerkerfiction.com.